Within every seed is the completed perfection of itself. Its perfect nature is held within. And it is the nature of the seed to express the qualities that are within it. An acorn has within itself the fullness of the mighty oak, and it will produce its nature because of law. The writer, the composer, the painter, and the dancer, or the poet, express what is in their nature. They do this not for the benefit of anybody. They do it because it has to fulfill itself through their channel of expression. A seed does not burst into fruition for you or for me. A seed develops into a full expression of its nature because it is the law. It cannot help itself. When an artist paints a picture, he does not paint it for you. He does not paint it for me or for the general public. He is simply fulfilling his own nature. It is the same with a musician, a poet, an author, or a dancer. Anyone with a creative nature knows that whatever it is that they do, it is because of the creative urge within them to fulfill their own nature. It would be very nice if others would appreciate whatever the artist creates, but even if nobody appreciates what they do, the nature within the individual still remains the same. It expresses itself only for itself. While out with people, the disciples and Jesus heard them all singing songs of praise. His disciples feared that they would be arrested and asked Jesus if he would quiet them. And Jesus answered, "If we were to quiet the people, the very stones would shout with joy." In other words, we cannot bottle up joy. We cannot bottle up love. And you cannot bottle up happiness. Joy, love, and happiness will seek expression. You will see it in the face and in the body language. When people are happy or in love, they radiate. They radiate because the nature within themselves is seeking expression. Many parents have felt that they have done things for their children. But whatever it is that parents have done, it is not for their children. It is the fulfilling of their own natures as parents. When we become honest with ourselves, we will discover that what we seem to do for our children, or for our neighbors, or for the public, whether it is done in charity, or love, or benevolence, we will discover that it is done because it is within our nature and it seeks expression. Whenever we accept our nature, that is what we will express. We will express it because every seed brings forth after its own kind. Speaking of love, the poet Khalil Gibran wrote, "Love gives not but itself and takes not from itself. Love possesses not, nor would be possessed. Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself, for love is sufficient unto love." We are told in the scriptures that God is love. God does nothing for you, and God does nothing for me. God does everything as a fulfillment of the nature of himself. He does not select any good people to bless, nor does he withhold his blessings from evil people. His blessings fall on the just and the unjust alike. The Jews have a God, and the Christians have a God. The Asians have a God, and so do the Muslims. But it is the same God. It does not matter if this one God is worshipped in a synagogue, a church, a temple, or a mosque. And soon all of us will discover that one God is within them. This one God is the source and the substance of all things. Scriptures are filled with descriptions of his creation. We are told that he is the Father of whom all things are made, and without him was not anything made that was made. It is he that hath made us. Whatsoever God doeth shall be forever. Nothing can be added or taken away from it. His work is perfect. We, every single one, are the children of God. And as children of God, we are already perfect. We are complete and we are whole. This is our nature, because whatever God is, we are also. The law of expression is that all things bring forth after that kind. We are all individualized expressions of God, and our consciousness is the only channel for the expression of God's perfect kingdom. We all can express the perfection which God is, but only to the extent that we become totally open to him and realize that I of mine own self can do nothing. As long as we believe in the things of a human nature, we clog the channel for the expression of God in our lives. Every time we believe in a germ, or a food, or a pandemic, or an individual out here in the world can affect us, we have created our own personal God with a power all of its own. In the Bible, the placing of power in a form or an effect is called idolatry. And that is why we are told, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything." Many people believe in the stars, numbers, or alcohol or drugs. They believe they have an influence over them. A measure of power is given over to their lives. Many people believe that certain individuals affect them mentally or emotionally, and they can prove it. Why? Well, that's because they have set a law into motion, and it becomes so. Our Bible tells us, "I shall be a God unto you according to your hearts," which means simply, I will be a power unto you according to your beliefs. In truth, there is but one power, and many are able to understand this. Truth is not difficult to understand intellectually. Many have said, "I understand all of this, but I still cannot demonstrate my good." Why? Truth is like a seed. Every truth taken in by the intellect must be planted in consciousness, and it is in consciousness where it will grow and bear fruit after its kind. And by their fruits ye shall know them. God has already made everything good. He has made no mistakes. He has made no errors. He has made no shortages. Everything that concerns us is harmonious, it is loving, and it is abundant. It is only because the race has believed in a world of duality that accepts the law of the world as its own. It is sad to see how the race imposes negativity onto its fellow brothers and sisters. There was an article in a newspaper which exemplifies the belief that we have to experience negativity in our lives. A married couple in England had been successful foster parents for 47 children, and after many years they decided to adopt a child of their own, and they were denied permission. The reason? The officials reported that investigations indicated that they had a very happy marriage with few, if any, arguments or disagreements. And the officials concluded that a child growing up in this happy environment would not be sufficiently exposed to negative experiences. As a child of God, our nature is divine. Our nature is perfect. Our nature is in harmony with all of life. The nature of God, our source, is love. It is his nature to give to all. Beauty is found in all countries. Health is found among all races. Abundance is found among all people. God has never selected a specific individual, a specific race, or a specific nation to bestow his blessings upon. Whatever God is doing, he is doing it universally. That is his nature, the fulfillment of love. We and all of mankind benefit from everything that God offers, not because we have been specifically selected, but because we have opened our consciousness to receive what is already ours. God is blessing you. He is blessing me, and he is blessing everyone else right now, because it is his nature. He is fulfilling himself upon his beloved children, his only begotten Son. In the human way of living, there are two powers. Humanly, there is a power for good, and there is a power for evil. The human mind can be used for good purposes and for evil ones. And this is because in the human mind, there are always dualities. There are always opposites. There are medicines that can cure, and there are medicines that can kill. There are machines that can build, and then there are machines that can destroy. When we as individuals and as a race as a whole accept our true nature, we will discover that there are not two powers. We will discover that there is only one power. That one power is God, our source, and our Father. Wholeness is our heritage. Wholeness is the natural and normal state of being. It is abnormal to be sick. It is contrary to the law of life to be miserable, to be in need, or to be in want. Our nature is divine. It is our nature to bring forth and to experience wholeness. The original idea of man is perfection. This perfection is written into your innermost being. It is the very constitution of every individual born into the world. Millions are unaware of this truth, and many are aware of it intellectually. But this truth must leave the intellect, and it must enter the consciousness of man. Occasionally someone will say, "If I had only found divine science when I was a young person, by now I would be demonstrating my good. By now I would be healed." And others say, "I have not studied enough, or I am really not good enough." But these are excuses. Excuses that have nothing to do with a God whose very nature is only to give. A God who is more willing to give than we are willing to receive. Brother Lawrence, the mystic, once said, "God takes us into his inner kingdom as soon as we remove all resistance." This is the secret. As soon as we stop intellectualizing, as soon as we stop our secret arguments and our tendency to analyze and dissect, as soon as we release our old traditional thinking and our beliefs in duality, then and only then does the kingdom become ours. Not long ago, while driving in my car, I had the radio on, and I heard part of an interview with an individual who was an architect or in some way or another connected with church architecture. Now, I had no idea who was talking or where they were talking from, but I got the impression that it could have been a local church or cathedral. The man was saying that the nave of a particular cathedral could have been built and perfectly centered and balanced, but the original builders decided not to do that. The decision was made to build the nave off-center rather than perfectly dead center. It was skewed to one side. The gentleman was saying that the decision was based on the religious belief that only God is perfect and that man should not attempt to express perfection because that belongs only to God. Now, the lady conducting the interview immediately exclaimed, Oh, what a beautiful story. It is the most beautiful story I have heard in years. Now I turned off the radio, and I thought to myself, what a sad story. Here we are, over 2,000 years since the master teacher of our race walked the earth, and we still do not listen to his proclamation. Be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. We still refuse to let go of our traditional human beliefs. We still refuse to release our false concepts and allow the good which is within us, our true nature, the divinity within, to express in our lives. You and I and every other individual on the planet is a child of God. We all are, no matter how many sins we may have committed, no matter our many shortcomings, no matter how much pain or human misery we are going through. Our spiritual heritage is this. You are born of God, not of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. We are reminded, call no man on earth your father. You have but one source, which is in heaven. As Jesus told us, the kingdom of heaven is within you. This is your nature. You are divine. You are whole. You are not the limited human being you have believed yourself to be for so many years. You are not human. You are spiritual. Today you are a new man, a new woman. Today you begin expressing your divinity in the world. Today you are the blessed child of God. And our Father is saying to you, you have not chosen me. I have chosen you. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? So please take a moment to get comfortable wherever you are. Close your eyes and close out the world. Rest your feet comfortably on the floor and place your hands in a comfortable position in your lap or at your side, and just relax for a moment. Take a deep breath in and let it go slowly. And as we let go, we are letting go of all of our worrisome thoughts, and we are letting go of all of our anger or any resentment. We're letting go of jealousy. We're letting go of anything that is negative that we are holding inside. Be still. Be still. Go deep within to the center of your being, where our Father waits, where He welcomes you with His open arms, with His unconditional love, and His perfect peace. God is here. With all of his life, he is here with all of his love. He is here with all of his power, with all of his purity, with all of his gentleness. Perfect peace now flows in you and through you. The Lord thy God in the midst of you is mighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. Call on me, and I will answer. Abide in me, and I will abide in you. I thank you, Father, that you have heard my prayer. I know that you hear me always. And I know that you have already answered. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you his infinite, eternal, and unconditional love. He gives you his wisdom and his peace. He gives you his total good. Amen. Go now in peace and love. You are blessed.